الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Just a few words with regard to nikah, inshallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةِ. The translation, وَلَهُنَّ, for women. Women have also got rights. مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ, and their rights are similar to the rights which are upon them. In other words, the men also have got rights. Men also have got rights. Women also have got rights. مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. بِالْمَعْرُوفِ either refers to according to the norms of society, a sober, healthy society, what they understand, what are the rights of the wife, what are the rights of the husband, etc. And more important, bil ma'aruf is according to Sharia. What rights Allah has given to the husband and what rights Allah Ta'ala has given to the wife. Then Allah ends the ayat, walil rijali alayhinna daraja. And in these rights, which they are similar, both husbands and wife, but Allah has given man one point of superiority, highness. And what is that? Allah has made him the Amir, the leader in the house. There has to be Amir in everything. When we make namaz, there has to be one imam. We have our committee of the masjid. There is a chairman of the committee, the final decision maker. So the husband has been given that position. And from this example, we can understand that if we maintain that, we'll have a healthy, sober home, and consequently a society, and consequently a nation. It all starts from the self. If we become right, everything, we want the world to come right, we don't want to come right. That's not the right way. We come right, and the world will come right. So we have to recognize the rights. And yeah, what is very interesting, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali pointed out, Allah first spoke of the rights of the wife, not the rights of the husband. At the end, Allah Ta'ala said the man have got one position higher. But at the beginning, the rights of the wife have been spoken, because she is of the weaker, fairer sex. She can't really fight back, etc. Many cases, her parents have passed away, whom must she turn to? So Allah takes her part. Allah Ta'ala intercedes on behalf of her, that she has got rights, consider her rights, fulfill her rights. Then men also have got rights. A very nice example to understand this is like a cart that is moving. There are two wheels, one on the right side, one on the left side. Like a wheel on, if both wheels are on the two sides and they are proper, they're not punctured, they're not anything, the cart will move nicely. But if both wheels go on one side, that cart can't move. For example, it's the husband's work that he should earn, he should provide for the family. He'll be out of the house, earning, providing for the family. The wife's work is to be in the house. She must look after the house, look after the children, prepare for the husband when he comes home. So when both these wheels are on their proper sides, that cart moves nice. If the wife also goes out to work, now both wheels are on one side. Husband is also earning, wife is also earning. And then that cart won't move well. The house, who was going to look after it? The children, when they will come, who will look after them? We might think we can keep a maid, we can keep a worker, a helper, but they can never do it with that feeling. Nobody else can bring up your children as the mother will bring them up. What feeling, what love she has got, and what concern she has got for her children, nobody else has got that. So she should be on her side, and the man should be on his side. The man should be considerate, and he should have compassion and show kindness and love. The wife must show obedience. But today, everyone is, the wife wants her rights. She doesn't think of fulfilling the rights of the husband. The husband always says, she doesn't fulfill my rights. But he doesn't think of fulfilling the rights of the wife. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not ask anyone whether somebody else fulfilled your rights, the husband, the wife, anyone. Allah will ask you, did you fulfill the rights of the other person? So if we can become concerned with that, we will get our lives in order, we'll get our homes in order, our community and society will come in order, the nation will come in order. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and live with them, treat them in a way which is ma'aruf. Again, the same two meanings. Urf, according to society. And according to what people understand, a sober society, not to people whose minds are warped and they think crooked, not that, a sober society. And according to the Quran, the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and according to Sharia, the Quran and Hadith, that treat them in a nice way. علماء مفسرين have written, فيه تعليم الإحسان إلى النساء, that you must show kindness towards the woman. There are three levels as far as this is concerned. A person can, for example, treat his wife with zulm, oppression. Doing wrong to her, that is totally haram. That is out of the question. The other is adl, justice. You treat her fairly. In other words, tit for tat. What you tell my parents are like this, I'll tell your parents are like that. Scoring points all the time. That also should not be there. But ihsan. She speaks bad to you. She tells you your mother is a witch. You tell her your mother is a fairy. Then you'll win her heart. Her heart is going to melt. But you tell her your mother is a bigger witch. Then you're going to have problems all the time and you'll never come to an end. And this is really for the man to have. If you are a man, you got broad shoulders, you got a big heart, so you must learn to tolerate. And it's a few days, few months, years, and after that you have won her for life. She'll become you'll be more dearer to her than even her parents. She will give preference to you in everything. But you win her heart. And if you break her heart, then what can you put in a broken heart? This glass here, if we break it, now how can you put water in it? You can't put anything in it. If you kept the heart in order, intact, now you can put love in that heart. You can put obedience in that heart. You can put respect in that heart. So, we must not break the heart of the wife. That is very, very important. If she breaks your heart, get sellotape, get some Bostik, patch it up again, and your heart will come right. You don't worry about that, but you don't break her heart. So that is the first. فِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النِّسَاءِ وَالرِّفْقِ بِهِنَّ, and be soft with her. Be kind and soft with her. And وَالصَّبْر عَلَىٰ أَعْوَاجِهِنَّ, make sabr on their crookedness. Women, by nature, they've got certain habits, etc., and they are made like that. And it comes in the hadith that women have been created from the left rub, the highermost rub, which is by the heart. From there, and that is the most crooked rub also. So the material from which they have been, and you supplied the material. You supplied a crooked rub, so you don't expect her to be straight. She has to be crooked. In everything, she's going to have a fault. She's going to have a problem with everything. And what is also very interesting, she was not created with the skull bone. So don't put her on your head and you don't forget your mother. You have got no regard for your mother. My wife is everything. You make your wife your God. You forget your religion also. You forget your parents also. And you make your wife your God. Neither was she made from the bone of the leg. So don't make her a football. Don't kick her. Don't abuse her. Don't abuse her physically in any way whatsoever. She was not made from your knuckle bones. Don't make her a punching bag. And don't give her red eyes and blue eyes. And you treat her like that? No, not at all. And also, that Allah did not put any bone in your tongue. Tongue is without a bone. So don't use harsh, hard words. Bones are hard. Allah kept the tongue soft. Now speak soft and kind words. Even when you have to correct the wrong, correct it in the right way. Don't correct the wrong in the wrong way. Don't use harsh words and make a bad situation even worse. Use the correct words, etc. So we should treat the wife, and that she's here by your heart. So give her place close to your heart. keep her in your heart, give her love to her, show kindness to her. And with love you can control the world. That otherwise, in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, what is the hadith? That you can, some people control their wives with iron fist. Eh? Yeah, the first words. That and this, or you can treat them and control them with love and kindness. Either way you can. So a person who is hard-hearted, he can control his wife with the iron fist, but that won't give good results at all. You can get immediate results, but bad results eventually. And if you control with love and kindness, perhaps immediately you don't see results, but the long term you will see wonderful results if you will control with love and kindness. So we must try and treat the wives kindly, and then we will see, and wallah, just nikah alone, as Allah Ta'ala says, wa min ayatihi, of the great signs of Allah to recognize Allah. In other words, by nikah, you can become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Yes, clearly it comes in the hadith, and nikah nisful iman. Nikah is half of your iman. The other half, just have taqwa, acquire taqwa, your whole iman. Person who's got whole iman is a wali, a kamil, is a complete wali of Allah Ta'ala. So nikah is that and the test you will definitely go through, try and pass the test, and you become a wali in nikah. In every other thing also. So Allah has given, and if you do pass the test, not only that you become a wali, but you'll have the life of Jannat in this world. And without doubt, any man who guards his gazes and does not look at other women, he will be convinced that my wife is a hoor of Jannat, Allah send her in advance to me here in this dunya already. That is, if we guard our gazes, you will see for yourself, and Allah will give you that enjoyment as though you got a hoor of Jannat for ye in this world. May Allah let, and this Islahi Jalsa is for that purpose. So let us try, and inshallah, whatever we have heard, try and hear the balance also, and bring it into our lives also, inshallah.